is Gosha from Cosmic Agency. This is just a short video, maybe a beginning of a new series of videos, micro topics. This idea came from Svaru herself. Short videos, less than 10 minutes, where we can share a specific subject without going into depth. So this is the first video with some of the like basic questions that reach her. I want you to stay around for the second part of the video, because this is when I will share the conversation that me and Robert had with Svaru about the formations, the UFO formations in the sky, the symbology behind it, and the crop circles and the symbology there, and something interesting I want to mention. So I'm going to see you a bit later, okay? There it goes.
These are some basic questions that Svaru is receiving telepathically in the repetitive manner from new subscribers. Svaru, what do you want?
Contact. To teach.
Svaru, what are you?
I am a 7th density starseed embodied in a Taigetan, and I am a traveler in time and space, among innumerable other things.
Svaru, how long will you be here?
I have little time. I do not know more.
Svaru, can you see the future?
Yes, I can see the future, but I see multiple futures. The time is much more complicated than what you have been told. Yes, I can focus on predicting a single line, but I prefer not to share what I see at this time.
Svaru, what do crop circles mean?
Several things, not just one. A. Human tricks of people with little ethics. B. Temporal markers left as reference of when and where one or another spacecraft has been. Communication between spacecrafts. Its finite nature serves as an exact marker of a point in spacetime. C. DNA activators. D. Extraterrestrial communication coming from many races. They are complex symbols, universal extraterrestrial language. This is something that you must see and learn to decipher. They are not simple or obvious. Look more closely. With more awareness, you will be able to see the messages in the circles. And with more awareness, your DNA will be activated.
Svaru, are you real?
Yes, I am as real as all of you who are untiringly sending me that question.
Svaru, are you an angel?
No.
Svaru, do you do miracles?
What I am trying to explain to everyone is that it is you who are the ones who do your own miracles, without needing to depend on anyone. You do not need to delegate your inner power or your great creative capacity. In short, no.
Svaru, are you human?
I am not human.
Svaru, is the universal language mathematics?
It is not. I have heard that the universal language is music, partly depending on the interpretation of music. I have heard that it is mathematics, in part, but again, it depends on what mathematics, since the one you have, based on 10, is not considered as true mathematics, nor is it accepted or understood by most interstellar races, since they all use base 12 mathematics, 3, 6, 9. I have heard that the universal language is the stellar constellations, partly, but limitedly. Symbology also, but only partly. The only universal language, which as you can see includes aspects of others above, is the language of frequencies of gravitational intensity. In the case of symbology, there are the crop circles. You are not understanding the message. In the case of multiple UFOs sightings, you are not understanding the message. The UFO formations are trying to give you a message with signs, using constellations visible from Earth. They are coding a sign language, which I have not seen anyone decipher. And how do you reach this understanding? What is the message? How to decipher? With what tools? The markers or the key is contained in the message itself. The guidelines for understanding markers are contained in the advanced language of ancient civilizations on Earth, their symbols. Do not see them as silly cultures with less intellectual and technological development, because they were more advanced than you. The basic key to understanding the language of UFO formations is in everything Egyptian, not in the Babylonian or only in part. The parts that share the same concepts with ancient pre-classical Egypt, to use human archaeological terminology. And what do those multiple sightings mean? I saw something similar to this in a city of Barcelona. There were thousands of UFOs. They came out as if from the moon. It was daylight. It means a region in space. They use the clouds too. It means look at the constellations that is below the nebulas. To know which, observe the position of each UFO and contrast it with star charts or star maps. They will start from the most basic. These formations can be seen over cities because they try to communicate with humans. Not all extraterrestrial races can use the internet, but they all want the same thing that I do, the contact. They will all start by trying to give the most obvious and simple symbol. They will be placed in the exact position of the Orion constellation. But what I do not understand is that if they really want to be understood, why not leave the message less codified? If you have the ability to do all this, formations in the sky, crop circles, instead of leaving symbols that only those with advanced knowledge can understand, you could leave the message in English, for example. Why does it have to be so hard to decipher? Why not interact in the language that most people can understand without advanced Egyptian knowledge? Some of us can give the message in plain English, but others cannot. Those who can, will, as we do. The only way to understand ourselves among very different civilizations and very different races is to see and understand the constellations and the language of the frequency. Many races cannot speak. In addition, according to them, humans at this moment in your history and technological progress should already understand the meaning of these symbols. Unfortunately, not. And the advanced races that cannot talk learn about this thanks to the ones who can talk and who share the concepts with them.
Well, this was it. Very interesting, right? I found it very interesting, even though it was short and to the point. You know, it's very interesting what she said about the formations of the UFOs in the sky and also the crop circles and the symbology behind this and how various races depend on this method to communicate with us. Because unlike Tibetans, and of course not all Tibetans, just this main group that communicates with us, they don't speak human language. They don't speak human language, so they depend on the symbology and all these methods to communicate with us, with our human race. As I said, and as it was stated in the video, the symbology is one of the most universal languages that the races, interstellar races, use to communicate with one another. Some of them don't understand each other's languages, and you know, the symbology, it is something they all understand in the interstellar world. So, you know, they are leaving these messages here through the formations. I didn't know this. I didn't know that the way that the UFOs are formed in the sky, when you see more than one, that there's some kind of a significance there, and there is a message in the constellations, and they are leaving us the mark of where they are from and all that. It's very, very, very cool, very, very interesting. And, you know, it's a bit of a shame that we are not at the stage as a civilization. We are not at the stage where we can, you know, really decipher those messages, as they say. They think at this stage we should be able to decipher and decode all these messages. And, you know, me myself, I have no idea. I have no idea about the advanced astrology and the constellations, or about pre-Egyptian ancient symbols. I have no idea, but apparently, you know, in order to decipher this, we have to step it up and try to learn this language, interstellar language, between the races. And you know, and this is when the efforts that the Tibetans are making, and here I'm talking for them, of course. The appreciation goes for all the races that are communicating with us, all the benevolent races. But here I want to speak just for the Tibetans, that, you know, it's the effort they are making to communicate with us and to speak our language and to learn our languages. It's greatly appreciated. It's greatly appreciated because not all the races have this capacity. And that's how they communicate through all these different codes and patterns, and sky formations and crop circles designs. It's quite remarkable. And also it's appreciated what the Tibetans are doing, because what they are learning in this interaction and in this communication with us and with many, many, many other humans, because it's not just us, I keep stressing this point, it's just us sharing this through YouTube. So what they are doing, what they are learning through this interaction, the protocols of the contact with the human race, they are sharing this with other races. They are passing on the information. So it's not just the Tibetans that are gaining insight from this experience with us, but they are also learning the conclusions to other races. So many, many, many interstellar races are actually learning and watching and observing this interaction and the reactions of people and what the protocol should be to reach the humans directly, because what they have, they depend on those messages, you know, sky formations, crop circles, rock paintings. But that's not current. That's past. But that's going to be something very interesting too. So with this, I'm going to end. If not, this is going to be long, and it's not going to be a micro topic as it's supposed to be. So I'm going to see you in the next video, of course. And thank you very much for watching. Bye-bye.